Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Angel Time. Angel Time is brought to you every Saturday morning in partnership with the Angels, where we offer spiritual solutions that are practical and permanent. I am Sandra Boissier. I'm a healer, a teacher, and an author born with the ability to channel angels. I'm the champion of the soul and an advocate for change. My life's mission is to unify human and angelic legacy for the evolution of mankind. Okay, today on the show, we are welcoming Narayan Sacred Healing Beauty. She is the founder, creator of Narayan Sacred Healing Beauty, and she's also the founder and creator of Faceology. And on top of all that, she's also a crazy-ass alchemist. Welcome, Narayan.
Thank you so much.
So I want to add a few things to your intro, because you're not only, let's narrow it down a little bit. An alchemist is a very high frequency job. So let's,
yes,
you know, highlight that for a second. You're also a certified teacher of Kundalini Yoga, and you're a certified Reiki master, Toltec Shaman, yes, Healing Akadwa master, and the creator, of course, of Faceology, which is basically a natural and holistic beauty line of products that is holy and sacred.
Correct. Yes. The Faceology, okay, is also a healing modality.
Got it. So tell us your soul journey as to how you arrived at the creation and the inspiration that is Narayan Sacred Beauty.
Well, depending on how far back you want to go, I was born in the beauty business. My father was a hairdresser, so I grew up in the beauty salons. Didn't really like it very much, going into the salon, because all the ladies would pinch my cheeks and, oh, look at her, isn't she growing nice and big? So that was always kind of interesting. It was always kind of an odd environment, but nonetheless, I grew up in it and sort of, you know, understanding hair particularly. And then in my early 20s, as a matter of fact, 21, I became a manicurist in San Diego and continued to do that for 15 years down in San Diego, then moved to Los Angeles and was a manicurist there. Eventually became what was considered a celebrity manicurist, running around town manicuring the celebrities with an agent and a publicist and the whole, you know, beauty world of the Hollywood fashion industry, and eventually developed for QVC, the shopping network. And when that did not go well, which was really devastating, actually. I really thought that this was going to be a huge life-changing moment. I, at that point, was well into what one would say their spiritual journey, and felt that, you know, God and I had created this opportunity together. And then when it didn't go well, I was very angry at God for a while and cried for a really long time. And when I came out of being so upset, I was like, I was actually in a place where I just didn't know what to do with my life. And there was a moment one night, it was really funny, giving a pedicure to a woman, and she did astrology, and we happened to know a bunch of the same people within the beauty industry, and she looked at my chart briefly, and she's like, just do beauty, do beauty. And I was like, she goes, you're a mystic, you're a messenger, and you're here for beauty. And I was like, okay, great, then I'm not going to do beauty unless I can do it with a mystical message. And hence, that was the beginning of Narayan Sacred Healing Beauty. I also, at the time, was very entrenched into the Kundalini Yoga and had gained an understanding of sound and how that affects the body and how it affects an environment and how it can create a beautiful frequency for anything that's entrenched in sound, because the Sikh tradition worships the sound current and believes that once you put yourself in the sound current of God, then there you go, you're in the flow. That's one of the ways to get into the flow of God, is through sound. And so that became a huge part of what Narayan Sacred Healing Beauty is that they're mantra infused, and the environment in which they're created is done with a very peaceful atmosphere. And I myself consider the work a meditation in motion, which is true alchemy right there. That's where the alchemist really comes alive, is the state of being in which the person is as they're creating whatever potions, shall we say, is in the process. So that's kind of the beginning of the beauty blend. And
got it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like everything, let's say, every gift that you were born with or every ability you were born with, including the knowledge and wisdom from Kundalini Yoga and the Sikhs. But you do carry some innate wisdom within you as an empath and an energetic intuitive. And it feels like
Absolutely.
You harnessed everything, right? Everything you are and have as
Yes.
your abilities that are unique and holy to you. And you took it and put it into a product that is just such high frequency that honestly, when I got my package from you, after a week, I felt like my face dropped 10 years. So it works. What you're doing absolutely
yeah.
works. And the other thing I felt when I was fortunate enough to try on your products was your intention is so pure. And that I have to thank you for, because as we know, I'm an angel channel, which means I have very high levels of sensitivities in order to channel angel energy. And so for somebody like me to get a pure product like that, it is such a big deal. So I just want to honor you for holding not just the light frequency and the sound frequency of God, but also doing it from a very, very, very honest and pure space. Awesome work. Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that when somebody can really feel the essence. Every so often I get emails from people and they say a similar thing, and of course in their own beautiful way. And when that's recognized, I'm like, I always say it takes one to know one. So yeah, there's an intention of purity in putting out the best product possible. To whittle it down to calling it a product is even hard for me to say. That's why I call them beauty blends, because they're they're special to me even. I love what I do, and I think that's part of the purity that comes through, because I really love the alchemy of it all.
Yeah, exactly. And it does show. So let me jump into some questions that we have. Let's start with just your basic beauty questions. What is real beauty, or shall we say a true definition of beauty to you from this perspective of purity and healing and really redefining the sacred feminine through beauty?
Thank you. That's a great question, because it's kind of, after being in Hollywood and seeing the glamorization of beauty and what beauty actually isn't, it really gave me, I had this unique opportunity of being the fly on the wall in Hollywood as a manicurist. There wasn't really a kind of pressure on me that there was for other people. And so I was able to sit back and really watch to see what beauty is. And it really is, I mean, I know this has been said a million times, but it's the light within each person that creates their unique beauty. And one of my missions when I was in Hollywood is I wanted to see why each woman that was, you know, sitting in the celebrity chair was sitting there. And so I went in with this attitude of, I want to find this unique light in this person that has them sitting in this chair, because there is a light in them. But we also have that light. And so one of my personal lessons was taking people off of pedestals and seeing everyone as unique individuals. Everyone has that capacity to shine. We all have that inner light. And it's really about releasing the density, releasing the insecurities, releasing the traumas, releasing these old belief systems that bring us to our own unique light. And that was one of my inspirations for creating the skincare and creating the beauty blends in the way that they are created, and what the intention of each of them is to help through the skin get to that own beauty. And mm-hmm. it's really letting go of the glamorization and the over-sexualization of how we've been told by the media what beauty is.
Exactly, exactly. The angels have a download about that later in the show. So
awesome.
Let's talk about, just extend, you know, these concepts a little bit into a bigger arena, beauty versus glamour. I think you said something really important, which is what's defining beauty right now is actually the media, right? And not women. Not women.
No, it is. Yes, and it was fascinating to be a part of that because I contributed to that at one point. You know, I worked for all the major magazines, and I got to see from an insider's position on how that is done. And that was a really fascinating study in how it is done and how it is managed. And we are told what beauty is. And
Can you elaborate? Can you, like, give me an example of how they do it so that our listening audience can be aware of it. How exactly are they doing it?
Well, it really is done by committee. It is done by, how to stay PC with this. It is a very male-dominated perspective, and it is a very money-driven perspective on what is actually going to sell. How can we sell more product? How can we sell more clothing, more handbags, more this? And so they feed off of our insecurities, they feed off of our needs and our wants, and they build that to such an intensity that they tell us by using these women who I love, by the way, like some of the supermodels, they're lovely people. They actually are, as one makeup artist said, they are freaks of nature. They are these exotic creatures in nature that are used as clothes hangers. And this is not the average woman. This is not what people really are. And so that was really fascinating to watch how they also, those women were, in the photograph they look amazing and they're put on a pedestal, but actually, in the environment, some of them are treated very poorly, very disrespectfully, almost like they're not there. That was really disheartening for me to see. But the industry, I'm trying to answer your question more directly. That's one of the ways. I could actually just like talk for hours on this subject.
Yeah, I just wanted a concrete example of how. Okay, so you're basically saying that models are misrepresented in as a concept for what the normal average woman is, when in fact these women, these models, for example, are just very unique and exotic beings, and beauties at that. So okay, so that's good to acknowledge, because then we don't have to walk around trying to look like a model all day, you know, which is awesome. Okay. Let's move on to how does healing lead us to faceology and its inspired creation? Because we're kind of all over the place, but I want to squeeze in a lot of information here. So we got the beauty and glamour situation out of the way. Now let's go back to healing, and you can explain what faceology is, and then we'll talk about more about the products and specifically what they're for.
Great. So faceology was created out of just sitting at women's feet and seeing the tension in their face, seeing the emotions in their face, seeing the grief on the face, and seeing like, wow, if I could just get that, wipe that look off their face, so to speak. I was like, I just want to wipe that look off their face. How can I do that? And so sitting there doing reflexology on women's feet, I was like, wait a minute. There's all these 2,000 pressure points in the bottom of the feet. They have to have another end. And so I was like, wait a minute. And this is 10 years ago. So I started doing some research and found out there actually is a mapping of the face by a Vietnamese man. And he came up with 500 pressure points on the face. And so through these maps of the face, I created faceology with just the idea of releasing the tension, releasing the emotion, and what would that do to the face and bring it this youthful glow. Just bring that glow back, bring that light back, because that's just density held. So I'm always looking at healing to me is just releasing density. releasing resentment, emotions, and things from our past that keep us from being present. And that brings back to that, again, that inner glow back to the person who maybe has gone through a traumatic situation or had a rough year or went through a divorce and these things, and I could see it and I wanted it gone. I wanted their brightness back.
Right. When I asked you about the lines the lines and sagging around my eyes, you said that's because you're thinking so hard that you're scrunching your whole face on the top part of your head forward. And when you start to relax your thoughts, all of those wrinkles or those that droppage that's bothering you will disappear.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because this is a chronic problem. Is when we get into stressful situations, or just some people day to day overthink their way through life, and what happens is the shoulders go up into the ears, the eyes, the brow scrunches forward, and the nose. It all comes to like this scrunch right in the middle of the eyes and the nose zone, and it creates all that what I call the little hatchet marks on the brow. And so when we just drop the shoulders, tapping out, just taking your fingers and just tapping your forehead drops the shoulders, drops the whole body, so that now you can rest. And then what happens, which is so amazing, is that the whole mind opens up and now we get clarity and we can actually come to the solutions we're looking for. So I'm looking at beauty as a whole way of living, in the essence of release the tension, release the resentment. It opens up the face, it opens up the light, and now you're walking beauty.
Exactly. I know that when I tap my face, like, you know, I sit in front of a computer all day because I'm writing my angel energy book, and I sit there just because, you know, tension builds when you're sitting, et cetera, et cetera. And so I will tap my face and tap my head, you know, just to release the tension of thinking.
Yeah.
It feels so good. I can only imagine what a Faceology facial would feel that. And by the way, where did you get this name Faceology? Was that a download for you? Did you get super creative one day? Where did Faceology come from?
My stuff is a combination between download and creativity, and I'm not sure which is which sometimes. But it came from actually doing reflexology. You know, it came from I'm doing reflexology. How can I take that same pressure point work? And I wanted people to understand what it was right away. If you heard the word Faceology, like, you would hopefully come to a quick conclusion of reflexology. But there's a lot of ology out there right now.
So here's my question. If I tap my forehead, you said that relaxes my shoulders. Is that something we can give to our listening audience? Tapping the forehead will just release all that tension?
Yes, believe it or not, the two most powerful pressure points on the face are right there at the brows and right there in that forehead spot. And those pressure points actually go all the way down to the buttocks. The shoulders will drop, the belly will drop, the diaphragm will drop, and you'll actually, if you do it for about 2 to 3 minutes,
Narayan,
yes?
I think you've cut out. Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, keep going.
There.
Yeah, can you hear what you said? Because we cut it out.
So the brow will take it all the way down to the buttocks. If you go for about 2 or 3 minutes there, you will get a whole body release by working those pressure points right at the brow.
Got it. Okay, that's a good one. That is definitely a good one. Because then, I mean, just doing it now, I can feel it. Like, I'm already, it's just, first of all, it feels really good to my brain. But secondly, I can feel it traveling down my body. And that makes it super fun, because that's a great tip, a Faceology tip
it's
for
cute.
Our listeners. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, and even, you know, you're welcome. Those are super points.
Okay, great. That's good to know. So now, without giving away any of your beauty secrets, I would like maybe to have you share how the alchemy part of beauty works. You've given it to us in different little ways, but you're saying that radiance and light is something you're bringing back. And if you release, you know, any resentment or stress or tension off your face, it works. And so you've given us like a couple of ideas about what the alchemy of how you do this is, but give it to us straight now.
Well, I'll talk to you about like the creation of the products, because I think that I have a really unique way of the way I create the beauty blends themselves, in the sense that being empathic is actually one of my superpowers. And so, because some empaths, we can tend to fall into victimization of being an empath, but I started to look at it as a superpower. And when I did, I was like, wait a minute, I hold herbs in my hand and I can taste them within seconds. I can feel their frequency and how they're going to work on the body. So what I do is I can hold a few in my hand and see, do these go together well? Do these create a great synergy? So I'm always looking for the energetic synergy of a product, of a beauty blend when it's finished. I've made stuff that I've put on my body and I could feel like I'm being tweaked and tortured. It's like this synergy is not there. But then like with the Love and Light serum, which is that Ormus vitamin C serum, that one, when it was completed, I felt like a breath, like the Himalayan winds have gone through my body and just cleared my mind. And I was like, wow, this is done. And in all honesty, I was kind of shocked and awed by what I had created, because there was such clarity came over my mind putting on this skincare. And I was like, this is phenomenal. This is unique.
Yeah, this is the one I love so much. I call it the Love Light Serum, right? Because love is light. But I do feel like when I put it on that I'm emanating love light from my face. And I share it with clients, too, after their angel sessions, because it's just such a beautiful little, like, kiss on the face in an environment like an angel room after having your angel session. It's the loveliest, absolutely. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful product.
Yeah,
so,
thank you. I love it.
Yeah, so your process for formulating the beauty blends is basically the alchemy of being an empath and light and love energy, but also this synergy that you're bringing into it, which sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you've got a bunch of energetic matches going on there that work together really beautifully to create what is your intention, which is sacred healing beauty. I mean, that is the name of your company, which is amazing, because you're putting forth a lot of intention by saying sacred healing beauty. And the thing is, you're alchemizing these products to be sacred and healing, and each and every individual ingredient that you're using sounds like it's a match for itself, right? And so what that also creates, it just means that you're going deep here. It means that you're going deep and you're doing some amazing work to get these products to synthesize and to get them to actually act as if they're sacred healing beauty products, right? And so the beauty of it is that you have manifested that. It's amazing. You've manifested that. Not an easy task, by the way. So good for you.
Thank you. No, it's really fun. And that was the intention after the shopping network didn't go well. And I was like, I can't do beauty unless I can do something different, God. Just show me how to do something different. What do women really need in their skincare? Because their skin is our largest organ. And so I was like, wow, how can I use the skin to affect change on the planet? How can I use the skin for women to feel better and give them an alternative to some of the really gnarly stuff that's out there? And I've heard some insider stuff on some of these injectables and things like that, and how damaging they are. I don't really understand putting botulism into a woman's center of intuition. I don't understand why somebody would want to destroy that part of their brain with botulism. And even
so the audience knows what you're talking about, it's the center, that center point between your eyebrows. That's where your third eye is. So
yes.
Right. And so if you're injecting botulism into your third eye, that's the center of your intuition. There's a couple of those points on the body that are intuition focused centers. This is a primary one. And so if you're jacking it up with botulism, we're going to have issues. Intuition.
And it's really sad, too, because I see some actually talented psychics who are doing this, and I'm kind of going, why would you do that? That is your moneymaker. That is, like you said, it's one of the too. Yeah, but it's one of the most powerful with that pineal gland and the pituitary gland. And when those aren't mm-hmm. operating properly, it throws your whole hormonal system out of whack as well. So it's exactly. causing a multitude of effects to the body that over time would not be desirable.
So let's talk let's talk about one of the things that you're also doing different, which is infusing mantras into your product line. So explain that to our listening audience in a way that they can understand mantras and they can understand how infusing products and what that means and what that does for us.
So the sound current, as I said earlier, the Sikhs worship the sound current. And sound is our bodies really respond to sound, you know, a good sound, a bad sound. We walk in a room and we go, oh, this room feels really good. So one of the things that I do is I run mantra music 24/7 in my creative space. And it infuses all the ingredients that are hanging out here, and they take it up. It creates a synergy for them because nature is so rich in these beautiful love frequencies. The frequency of Mother Nature herself is love. And so when we put these ingredients in their own environment, because sitting in my cupboard, they have been taken out of their environment, now I'm giving them that feel that they're used to being in. And so in my experience and the feedback I get, there's like, what do you do to these products that make them have this energy that I don't sense in anything else I've ever tried? And I feel that that's one of the handfuls of things that I'm doing, is giving them that sound current to just rest in. And it keeps them more alive, because even those oils, they're still alive. There's life in them, and mm-hmm. I want to keep that life going.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. And you can, yeah, you're right about the skin being the largest organ. And I can honestly see how your products are actually helping us to heal. I totally got it, just based on the fact that not only are you alchemizing ingredients that are synergistic and perfect for one another with the intention of being sacred healing beauty with the mantras that have life energy to it. So all these things combined create a very unique and very powerful product. And I hate calling it product. It doesn't do it justice.
I know. It's
and
funny, so, isn't it? Because it's like,
they're right. Exactly. Now, one of the ingredients you use quite often is ormus. Can you explain ormus to us as a listening audience?
Yes, I'll give you it in its simplest terms. Ormus is monatomic gold. It's gold in its finest molecular structure. So the simplest way to think of it is almost like the essential oil of gold. So what this is a mineral. It's an element. And so on a base level, it's just minerals going into the body that we are sadly missing. So ormus has the ability to mineralize the body, bring the body back into a balance. On an energetic level, it's opening up the cells. It's restoring. It's like putting love into the body. It's a high-frequency mineral. That's maybe one of the best ways to say it.
Got it. Okay, so it's very unique in that it's a huge part of your blending base, let's say, and it's basically gold that is a mineral-based substance that actually feeds us love. Did
yes.
I get that right?
I would say that. Right. It feeds us light, and light is love. So it's feeding us love and raising it. So you can take it orally, and you can apply it topically. So I actually cultivate ormus, bottle of ormus by itself, and then I also put ormus in the beauty blends. And so the ormus, like I said, you can take it orally or apply it topically, and it has this ability, again, to seep into the bloodstream, seep into the energetic body, it gets into your the chakras, the meridians. It really raises the frequency of your energetics. Now, also on a base level, on a simple healing level, it works great for cuts, scrapes, wounds, broke. I keep stubbing a toe and breaking it, and I just throw the Ormus on it, and the pain immediately goes away. So what it does, this is the part I'm missing, thank you, is it's a regenerating substance. It goes deep into the cells, and it regenerates the body. It restores the body. It's a deeply restorative substance.
Lovely. Okay, well, I'll take it. I'll take
that. I know, right? I've been working with Ormus for about 3 years now, and the first 6 months of working with it and taking it, I would wake up some mornings and go, wow, like what just happened overnight? Like I look so different. And one of the things that you can tell about somebody who is really is a light worker or is here to raise their vibration or somebody who's really working on themselves, when you actually, this is a telltale sign of the balance within a being, is if you can see a balance on the face. Because our faces are naturally unbalanced, not symmetrical, but as they start to come into alignment, raise their vibration, get in the flow of source, get in the flow of spirit, you will see a balance come to their face. And it's really fascinating to watch that process happen. I'm a face person. I've been obsessed with faces from a very young age. So it's something I just look at. I mean, some people, the face is a real telltale of what's happening in a being.
True. Okay, I have to ask you the next question. What inspired you to put kombucha in your skincare line? I mean, Ormus rocks. I totally get it, but kombucha, it's like a probiotic. So
right. And kombucha, some people love it, some people don't love it. You taste, the first time I tasted it, it was like, ugh. But now I can drink it by the gallon. It's life. Probiotics and kombucha particularly are very pro-life is the way I look at them. And so they just give life to the skin. When you the kombucha on the skin is like, again, it's almost like putting love. I think of probiotics as another form of love. When I drink them, eat them, or put them on my body, I just feel like, oh, it's just like my face sings. So I had to put them in a toner. And so my toners, the Atonements, are like, they're a mix of kombucha and Ormus with herbs and essential oils. And they are, those two together are just a really awesome combination for just soothing the body, soothing the skin. We have a layer down in the skin called the membrane, the memory brain. And this holds the memories of traumas and dramas. And so when we get that Ormus and we get that kombucha on the skin and on these traumatic parts of the body or parts of the body that have been through trauma, it actually helps soothe it and release it. And it allows the body to just relax and feel like, oh, it's safe in the world again. So I really wanted to bring that into the skincare, and it's been highly effective for all sorts of skin issues, particularly the rosacea.
Did you say alkalinization? I can't even say that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not good at that word either. Alkalization, the alkaline of the skin. We also look at the acid mantle of the skin, and that's that top layer of the skin and how it's reacting to its environment. Some products tend to be stripping that really kind of break it down. We don't want to break down the acid mantle. We want to feed it. And so that's what I'm always looking at as well. So I'm looking at these different layers of the skin. I'm also, with the Faceology session, I'm looking at the muscles and the skeletal system. The muscles in the face and the neck and the shoulders, of course, throughout the entire body, they're also holding density. We want to relax them. We want to stimulate them on a muscular level. That's part of aging as well. How are the muscles of the face holding up? Just like the muscles in the body, they deteriorate and change through the years. Same with the face. So I wanted to go really deep into the face in how to create change. And let's be clear here, none of us want to look old and icky. We want to be, you know, vibrant into our, I'm 52. I want to be vibrant as I age. I don't want to just deteriorate. So I was always, always looking at how to keep life in the body.
Right. And your beauty blends feel like food to my face. They also feel like energy to my face. And but I also want to talk about I want to also remind us to talk about the anointing mist, because those create beauty in your environment that is really high vibrational too. So let's talk about those two products, and we'll do the angel download and talk to Heather Brand.
Awesome. So the anointing mist, those are aloe and ormus and essential oils, and those are really to help clear the room. The ormus will aromatize a room, which really just brings a high vibration to the room. They help clear the room with, somebody's come over and maybe they were just having a bad day, and we want to, move that energy out. I like my body being an empath. I like a really clean, energetic, clean environment. I use it to spray down my bed to help me sleep at night. I'll use the Peaceful Mind to sleep at night. They're very soothing on the skin as well because of the ormus. Again, we're getting those minerals into the body. Aloe is high in ormus. So those two together work really great. What else you're using them in your healing room, which I use them in there as well.
Absolutely.
They can
beautiful.
Be used so many.
Absolutely beautiful.
Even use the Joyful Spirit one to be clean.
Exactly. That one's got the what is the ingredient in that one that's spicy?
The Joyful Spirit, that's got the lemongrass and the peppermint and a little pine. And so that one I'll even just like spritz down the bathroom with and the kitchen counters with to help just energetically clean it and physically clean the bacteria and such off of the environment. So countertops and such.
Lovely. Okay, so where can we get your products?
Right now online and at Narayan, Narayan, beauty.com. You can get them there. You can come see me Sunday at the Ojai Farmers Market here in California, Ojai, California, and Rainbow Bridge Market here in Ojai. Right now, they're in a very few select locations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to take a call from Heather Brand, photographer and mystic extraordinaire. Heather Brand, welcome to Angel Time.
Hi,
Heather.
So fun to hear more about your products and all the stuff and around the ormus stuff, because I heard about that in London. I was in a very, very high level group of people and they were sharing this information to me, and so it is so delightful that you're working with us and that you're sharing this wisdom.
Thank you. Yeah, I really love the ormus because it also grounds me in every month, because I cultivate on the full moon and the new moon. So part of the cultivation of process is a very sacred ceremony, and I don't even like to use ceremony, a sacred meditation, because it's a solo act. It's something I do by myself. It's very sort of private, but my whole team light, as I call them, show up, and other great high vibrational beings show up and just help with the process. So I'm working with the moon. I'm working with the energies that are available to us to create this ormus. And I have to say, I'm one of the few women who cultivate ormus and actually bottle it up, because ormus itself is an actual very feminine energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive, honey.
Yeah.
I can honestly now say you're the only person I have ever met that cultivates ormus on the new moon and the full moon.
Yeah. Well, so much available to help us, We have these frequencies, the alignments of the planets and such. They're actually here to help us.
That's brilliant. Okay, let's do the angel download, speaking of helping us, right? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's begin. Okay, let's go. Let's begin at the beginning. You're a magnificent, radiant soul who came to Earth for great adventure. You traveled here from lightness to density. Your all-powerful, all-knowing soul is ready for expansion as a human being on Earth. Your lessons are ready to be delivered daily. So today's lesson is beauty. There's nothing more beautiful than the light of your soul. There's nothing more beautiful than the light radiating from your being. There's nothing more beautiful than the light radiant, glowing, and shining from your face and out of your eyes. Today's beauty culture has been abused. There is a distortion about beauty. It is no longer organic. It is fabricated, altered, and contorted. Women are not allowed to age gracefully into wise elders with silver moon hair and distinguished lines of life on their faces. Silver hair and lifelines are earned and meant to be honored and revered. The body has cycles, just like the earth has seasons. One of the draws to earth from heaven is the process of physical evolution. When you are an eternal being, this is a process of great interest. It is one of the experiences you choose to enjoy while you are a human being. We would like to see you embody the cycles of nature, of your biology, while stationed on Earth. Resisting will only diminish the enjoyment of having a body, which is another one of God's holy miracles. Start with acknowledging the miracle that is your body. Show gratitude for every unique function that you have yet to notice. Allow yourself to feel your body. Allow yourself to feel your essence. Allow yourself to hear what your body needs. Do you need rest? Are you hungry? Do you need love, hugs, and kisses? Do you need movement? Do you need exercise? Do you need to cleanse or detox? Do you need a facial? Connect with your body and watch it illuminate, radiate, and shine from your beautiful face and every part of you. Stay focused on healing. Stay focused on awakening. Stay focused on change. Change is good. Change is healthy. Change is what your soul came to Earth to experience. Everything we talk about on Angel Time is a remembrance, a recollection, or a reminder of what you already know from within. That's today's Angel Download.
That is
okay,
beauty.
So I am getting that same message from so many sources. So, thank you for that beautiful expansion of what I've already been receiving.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They've been talking a lot about physical frequency, so it was so timely to have Narayan on the show this week, where we actually get to experience how she functions with beauty and the concept of what is physical energy, right? And so it's like a very, you are exemplifying the angel download to the 100th degree. So thank you so much, because you're giving us tangible evidence of what they're talking about.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is just a blast, and I'm so glad you love products and done them.
Absolutely.
And help you share
them. Right. And so what I want to do is, Heather, do you have any questions? We have a little time.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll share with you what I'm experiencing currently is that, that there seems to be a real... the universe is saying, okay, it's time to master your relationship with your body.
Yes.
And as a light body.
Yes.
And so I've been going through this process, and I have found some wonderful things that have made a dramatic shift. Are there any other things that you would recommend for somebody going through this process?
Well, if we could recommend, say, if I want to go to a beauty blend, I would recommend the Love is Light Body Serum, because this body serum has the Ormus and Shilajit and then the essential oils and then 13 different seed oils. And so what I found with putting this oil on my body every day is I realized I'm actually putting love into my physical body. And, like, every time I get out of the shower, I put this on with the intention of love. All the beauty blends have mantras and affirmations on them so that we can actually, instead of putting a beauty blend on and going, oh, and all the negative comments that we make and, oh, look at this dimple or look at that, it's like I'm just putting love on my body every time I touch my body. Well, our hands are so potent as women that we can just literally put love into our own body by touching ourselves. And I'm not talking about touching. You can touch yourself however you want. But when we're talking about getting out of the shower, we're putting love into our body on a daily basis. And then it starts to just wake it up. And we start to feel our body in a new way. And it starts to go, wait a minute, this density is not so bad. This thing is kind of awesome. And it's a real fascinating experience when you feel the lightness of being that's in your body, when your soul and your physical body are operating as one. Was that helpful?
Very, very, because I have to be, yeah, I have that product, and I've been going through a lot of physical shifting as well because the angels have cycled me up into a different frequency, which I've had to adjust to. And so when you're a healer, they do a lot of this kind of work. And so then the physical body has to adjust to that new frequency. And so with the help of the oil that Narayan's describing, and how I know something is working for me physically is I'm really attracted to it, right? And so which is why I can honestly say that Narayan's products work is because it's almost like food to me that my body needs now, right? And I can't go without it now. And so this particular oil that she's describing, when I put it on, I feel safe.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, do you know what I mean? So for me, it's coming up as I'm safe now. When I put this oil on, I feel better, right?
Yes.
And when you're going through a lot of, energetic shifting, because we are in our, human form and we are these incredible, powerful, eternal souls, the body will actually go through whatever it needs to purge. So in my case, when I put the oil on and I feel that I'm safe, what's helpful to me is that I can actually look at the world from that perspective now, right?
Right. That's really fascinating me that you feel the word safe, because when I made that, I actually put that intention in there for the body to feel safe in this world. Because, this isn't a world of duality, so therefore, there are challenging situations. And so I actually put that intention for the body to start to feel safe in the world so that we can start to move as light workers, particularly, we can go out and achieve our mission. Being an empath, it's challenging to get out into the world sometimes. So I wanted a product where my body was going to feel safe in the world.
It works. It totally works.
That is amazing, actually. Sandra, that's amazing that you have that, got that from it, because that was my intention, even though it's not there.
No, totally. And I am that sensitive. Like, if that is the intention, I am guaranteed to feel it, right? So,
I maintain
a very, it's part of my job, let's say, to maintain as my being as pure as I can, but that also includes my body and my physical, frequency for my body. And so I am that highly sensitive that I will feel the intention that you meditated into this oil, which is just remarkable. Absolutely beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
I mean,
think of that. That's how powerful we are. It's like when we have to really consider, like, the Hope Diamond, which is one of the largest diamonds in the world or something like that. And the every owner of it ends up in a divorce of this diamond because or dying. Something crazy like that happens because the cutter of the diamond, when you cut a stone, your intention and what you're feeling goes into that stone. So So this diamond was not cut with pure intention. So whatever your intention is actually going to go into whatever it is you're making. I don't care if it's a wood bowl, a ceramic bowl, if you're making a new car, that intention is in that car, whatever it is. So if we had a planet where people were manufacturing and creating and co-creating with Source from their heart, we would have a world of, like, first of all, necessary items and items and things that to eat and live off of that were made from love. Like, what a better world that would be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And the truth is, everything that comes through us, whether it's a mind thought or, let's say, an emotion feeling from the heart, is an intention. It actually is an intention. So if we can pay attention to that, because those intentions create our lives. And so if we can be, as we say, mindful, it would be truly impressive to see what happens in your life. And overnight, you will see completely beautiful, miraculous changes that will blow your mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, you'll create in a whole new way because you'll be creating in harmony with what the world is in need of. And that was the origins of the beauty blends. It's like, what does this world need? I can't make another beauty product to sit on the shelf. I need to make something that's going to really be unique and different and helpful. What is going to be helpful in this world? And that was the intention behind all of it, is how can it help the planet?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And here you are, and you've manifested, and it's really working, and that's got to be really validating and fulfilling to you on what is the soul journey you've had to your destiny.
Thank you. Thank you. And to add that the next step in this process is to train women on faithology. So that's my other mission here, is to help other women create sustainable lives and become faithologists and distributors of the beauty blends, and to live a sacred life that's not built around 50 hours of work a week, and how women can actually make a sustainable living on 30 hours a week, raise their family. So that was also another intention, which is hopefully what I'll be stepping into in this next year, and or, you know, the years to come. Is the training of the faithology and distributorship. So for it, this is a great modality, whether you're so it's great for women if they're an esthetician or they're a body worker of any sort, a healer, even if you're an energetic healer, not just, but if you know, you're just, if you only run energies but you're looking for something else to add in there, this is an awesome, fun modality. So that's out there, too.
So inspired, truly. Thank you so much, Narayan. Are there any words of wisdom from Narayan's Sacred Healing Beauty that you want to leave us with, since we are down right at the end of our show here? We have just a few more minutes left.
Love, love, love yourself. Open your big hearts and just love yourself. And everything else will take care of itself. It's really true.
So live from your heart center.
Absolutely. Live, create and breathe from your heart.
Now, one more thing. I have a question. One more question, and we're going to start wrapping it up. You are going to be having classes, too. Am I correct, in Ojai?
Classes? Yeah, that's the training of the faceology. So far, that's the only class I'll be doing. There could be more coming. I have, you know, I have lots to teach and to help people with. And so, but the first step is definitely the faceology training program. And I think the next round is going to start in April.
Awesome.
There may be something around there. They can go to the website and go to the faceology training page. It's
great.
It's a 5-weekend training. It's an intensive training. It's an amazing modality that has the capacity as a healer to really go deep with a person, and really help anybody, both men and women. So it's a really in-depth training program is probably the best way to say it, because I work on you, the healer, and how to really run healing energy, then maps of the face, and then the products. And so I really want to take my time with the training program and help women to raise their, help healers to raise their vibration as well. Because in my belief, in my experiences, the caliber of healer is the caliber of their own healing. So the more you heal, the better healer you become.
Absolutely true. I only asked you this question because I kept seeing you having my little angel screen goes up, and I started to see you in the front living room having classes. And so I just want to make sure that we ground that today into manifestation for you, because it is definitely your next step, and you're being supported by legions of light and archangels and angels to complete this part of your mission.
Thank you so much. With all due honesty, that has been challenging, you know, to get that aspect of this program going. That's been one of my biggest challenges, is to step into teacher, actually. You know, it's a whole nother vibration. Healing is one thing, and then teaching is another. And there's a commanding that has to kind of come through there, and a holding of the space in a way that creates a sacred learning environment. And that's really important, to create that space to learn in. So thank you angels for holding that for me.
They want you to be reassured that you are now at the level of your mastery and that you are safe to teach.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Good old doubt, you know? Good old doubt comes in there.
So good. Okay, let's move on to the reminders. We got to cut the show here. We're running out of time. Okay, we do this every Saturday. So the angel reminder is, you are a soul before you were a human. Earth is the school where you came to learn, grow, and evolve into a better vision or version of yourself. The energy on Earth is dense. Density causes amnesia. Light is the remedy. Remember to wake up to your soul with daily doses of light. You are a powerful, all-knowing being here to fulfill your purpose. Here is the angel prayer for today. Let's harness the legions of light, and let's harness the archangels and the angels of light, and bring in this beautiful energy that is angels. Angels and archangels of light, I am willing to connect with the biological evolution of my body without judgment. I am willing to activate my physical radiance and raise my physical frequency by acknowledging and accepting the miracle my body is. Guide me gracefully and easily into this choice daily. Support my choice with signs and validations so that I feel safe to continue my healing journey. Fill my soul with golden light of God's love infinitely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Narayan.
Thank you.
Such an education, beautiful show. I'm so grateful that you exist, and I'm so grateful that you have followed through on your soul mission. I, for one, am in just reverence of it. So I'm so grateful. And Heather, thank you for calling in.
She's still there.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for calling in and always supporting angel energy and angel time and all things angels. If you guys out there listening, thank you. Our listening audience tapping in on Saturdays at noon, we are so grateful for your time and your presence. For those of you who called in and we were absolutely unable to get to the call, I apologize. Call back on another Saturday at noon. Next month, Angel Time moves to Angel Energy Radio. And so it will no longer be part of the Wise Latina Network. So look for us independently on our own. Again, anytime, anywhere, we are on www.angelenergy.org, and we're also on Facebook under Sandra Boissier and Angel Energy. We are on Instagram under Angel Energy for You, and Twitter under Angel Energy for You. So find us. We're easy to find. And above all, take time to connect with your angels. Take time to connect with your soul, and you will feel the true love of a lifetime. many, many, many blessings and lots of hugs and gratitude. Bye-bye.